Persistent drought after harvest and delayed planting could indicate a lower risk of wheat streak mosaic virus this year. Still, experts caution producers to continue monitoring and managing volunteer wheat as they plant this fall. Right now, we're thinking there is slightly lower risk of wheat streak heading into the fall planting, largely due to extended drought that has limited the emergence of volunteer, especially out west, said Kelsey Anderson Onofre, K-State Wheat and Forage Extension Specialist. But the caveat is that there are still other hosts for curl mites out there in the landscape. In 2021, wheat streak mosaic virus was the third most significant disease to strike the Kansas wheat crop loss, according to Kansas Cooperative Plant Disease Survey report released in December 2021. Statewide, the estimated yield loss was 3.1%, equivalent to 11.6 million bushels. The spike in disease pressure resulted from heavy germination of volunteer wheat in late summer and early fall 2020. The report noted this would have created a green bridge upon which a wheat curl mite, the vector that transmits the virus, was able to survive between 2020 harvest and 2021 planting. This year's harvest had the opposite weather. It has been and continues to be very dry. As a result, Anderson Onofre explained she received mixed reports from across the state. Anderson Onofre warns growers not to be complacent in controlling volunteer wheat. Even in areas that did not have volunteer wheat emerge immediately after harvest, several other grassy species can play a host to wheat curl mites. Bermuda grass, barnyard grass, green foxtail, downy brome, rye brome, just to name a few. Anderson Onofre also cautioned producers grazing cattle on volunteer wheat or who have fields neighboring grazing pastures to balance short-term forage needs with potential long-term impacts on next year's harvest. For these producers, her first suggestion is to make sure to destroy the remaining volunteer ahead of planting wheat or entering a fallow period. Another suggestion for high-risk fields is to plant wheat streak mosaic virus-resistant varieties like KS Dallas or Plains Gold Guardian. Still, she reminded producers that these varieties only protect against one of the viruses that cause wheat streak mosaic virus and may not provide protection against high plains virus or triticum mosaic virus. Additionally, these varieties have a resistance gene that is temperature sensitive and turns off at high temperatures. For producers who have only recently had volunteers show up in the fields within the past couple of weeks, Anderson Onofre is less worried. If the green bridge was disrupted in the drought-stricken period after harvest, there may not have been enough mites to cause severe infection via this fresh flush of volunteer. Additionally, later planted dates in cooler weather are less favorable for infection, as mite populations are less active and reproducing less aggressively. Managing for wheat streak mosaic virus doesn't stop at planting. Producers should monitor for wheat streak mosaic virus throughout the growing season. Sometimes producers can see fall symptoms if the weather stays warm, but typically symptoms won't show until green up period next April or May. Symptomatic leaves will display dark green coloring and light yellow discolorations. Infected fields often will not head out well or will have low grain fill. Symptoms typically are more severe on the edge of field and fan inward. Learn more about how to stop the streak at kswheat.com/wheatstreak. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.